out of them. We'll be back with you tomorrow. God bless, be a blessing, and pray for the peace of Jerusalem.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Crismeyer. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners. Let me urge you to become a partner with Chuck as a voice to the church declaring vision for the nation. Join us again next time on Viewpoint as we confront the issues of America's heart and home.
The views expressed on this program are those of the host and guests and are not necessarily those of the Information Radio Network, its affiliates, stations, or advertisers.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station that you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of a man who had a profound impact upon me many years ago. As somebody had once written, upon one man's life it has fallen, a light that doth not depart. At a look or a word he has spoken, wrought a flame in another man's heart. And I often think of that when I remember that it was 46 years ago this December when Ed Griffin came to my house and gave a talk and convinced me thoroughly that there was a world problem and that I had to be involved. And for almost 46 years, I've spent most of my time trying to study and understand what was going on in the world. And, of course, I've had the opportunity through the years to get to know Ed Griffin, certainly to read his material, to have him as a guest on our program. And it's a great privilege tonight to have Ed Griffin with us here at Radio Liberty. Hi, Ed. How are we doing?
Well, I'm doing fine, Stan, and thank you again for that. Remembrance certainly does go back quite a few years.
A long, long time, almost half a century. Under any circumstances, of course, Ed's written a wonderful book. It's called The Creature from Jekyll Island, and we actually sell that on the Internet. We have a hard time keeping them in stock. In fact, are you reprinting the book again?
Oh, yes. It's at the printers right now.
And we just, sometimes on a weekend we'll sell 20 or 30 copies of that of Ed's book, especially today, as the things that he wrote about, the foundation of our economic system, as people begin to see the world economic system begin to collapse, and there's no better book out there that will explain to you what's really happening financially than Ed Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Well, Ed, do you want to talk to our listeners just a little bit about your view of what's taking place today as we see the financial system all throughout the world beginning to collapse? It was just this last Monday when suddenly the markets throughout the world collapsed, of course, to prevent that from happening here in the United States. The Working Group on Financial Markets ran the stock market up almost 1,100 points just in one day. That was Tuesday. And they did that intentionally and purposely because they did not want the panic that had been occurring throughout the world to spread into our markets. Our markets are manipulated, but they can only manipulate it so far. The whole world financial system is on the verge of imploding. So you pick up and tell our listeners what you really think, your view of what's going on, and is there any hope, or are we just going to have to go through some difficult times?
Well, that's kind of an open invitation to touch on a lot of different things.
That's why I want to get your opinion.
I don't really know where to begin. I feel somewhat like the mosquito in a nudist colony. I know what I have to do. I just don't know where to begin. But in the last few months, I think there's been so much commentary on the breakdown in the economic system and the whipsawing in the markets. There's probably very little, if anything, that I could add that hasn't been said many times before. But and I certainly agree with your observation a moment ago when you said that the stock market here in the States, when it recoiled back upwards again. It obviously was the work of some manipulation. But that in itself, you know, it doesn't shock people anymore to know that a stock market could be manipulated. Some people even think, oh, that's good. That way we don't have the meltdown that other countries are going through. And to those people, I would like to remind them that the only way they can push up the stock market or adjust the price of gold or silver.
Hold that thought for just a moment there.
Yes, all right.
Go right ahead, Ed.
So the only way that they can intervene in the free market and make the prices of stocks or the prices of gold and silver remain up the way they want them to do to create the appearance of prosperity and to avoid panic and all that sort of thing is by taking huge amounts of money from the taxpayers and pushing it into the markets in a very unnatural way. In other words, we're being coerced into funding the stock market. That money is going into the pockets of traders and investors and investment funds and people who are very highly connected on the political food chain. So it's just like the bailout of a few weeks ago, $700 billion or more. I think that was just the beginning. But it's very similar in that money is being extracted from the taxpayers and pushed into the markets, into the pockets of those who are politically connected. That means that the middle class and the lower class is being robbed. There's no other word for it. It's just plunder. It's legalized plunder. It's being done by the very people that we elect. And therefore, many voters say, well, I guess it's all right, because after all, I did elect these guys. So if they plunder me, it's okay. I mean, I did it myself. But if you back off of that and recognize that the only way they can manipulate these markets is by plundering the people and pushing the money around in an artificial manner. Years ago, when I first heard the question, and when I say years ago, I'm going to say about 10 or 12 years ago, I remember the first time the question was asked me, did I think that they could keep, they meaning the manipulators, could keep the markets up, if they could prevent the bubble from ever bursting? And I remember at the time I was kind of stumped, because my impulse was to say no. That eventually the free market will have its way, that the natural forces of supply and demand will have its way. But I found myself saying something entirely different, which in retrospect I've repeated many times, but in retrospect I feel probably was true. And it was this, that in a totally dictatorial system, in a totalitarian system, there is no such thing as a free market. Prices are whatever the dictators say they are. People will buy and sell at whatever prices they're told to buy and sell, and they'll be given no choice. And under those
conditions, hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment as we bring our stations on point. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Chris Ed Griffin was just saying that he acknowledges that our stock market is manipulated. It's against the law, but then who are you going to report it to? Because, of course, it's being manipulated through the Working Group of Financial Markets, which is an official government agency made up of the head of the Treasury Department, the Federal Reserve System, I believe the first Federal Reserve Bank of New York, the head of the SEC, the head of the Commodities Trading Board, and those five people have their representatives. They manipulate our stock market. They have unlimited funds, and if they don't want it to be going down too rapidly, they manipulate it up. And Ed was asked, he said some years ago, you know, well, are they going to be able to do this indefinitely? And his reply was, when you have an authoritarian system in positions of power, they can do whatever they want to, and people will buy and sell at the prices that they're told to. And unfortunately, this really is true. We have an authoritarian system. Most people don't understand that both political parties are controlled by exactly the same people, and it goes to the Trilateral Commission, CFR, Bilderberger, and Club of Rome. But I'm going to let Ed go ahead and pick up with that thought, that in an authoritarian system such as we have, And we really do have, they give us the idea we're going to elect our president, but they've already selected the two men who are running, and it really doesn't matter whether it's McCain or Obama. Their candidate is going to win under any circumstances. Why? The same thing holds true with the markets, at least for the time being. But, Ed, do you think the time is going to come when they're going to lose control of the markets? Is that possible?
Well, I think it's possible, but I don't think as long as the people who are in charge now remain in power, they're not going to lose control, because they have the police and the military at their fingertips. They can, as we just mentioned a moment ago, they can do whatever they want to do. So under those conditions, at the point of a bayonet, they will never lose control. So it's important that as long as we have even the semblance of an electoral system. We should work very hard to replace the names on those doors there in Washington, because that's the only way that we're going to reverse this trend. As long as the people are in office and hold that power and who are beholden to the internationalists and the financiers, then I'm afraid to say that no, nothing's going to change. Because they have the power to see that it does not change. The only hope that people sometimes come up with is that, well, maybe the American people will rise up, that they'll be fed up, and there'll be some kind of a rebellion or a repeat of the American Revolution. I think this is very shallow thinking, because they haven't given thought to the difference in circumstances between the American Revolution and the present time. During the American Revolution, the forces that rose up against the tyranny of King George were governmental units. They were the colonies. These were governments. They had military, they had militia, they had training, they had their captains, they had munitions, they had weapons, they had court systems, they had taxes. They were little governments. And those were what rose up against another government. This was not a spontaneous rebellion or an uprising of the farmers with pitchforks and their muskets. They were organized, and they had leaders, and they were unified. Today, there's nothing like that on the horizon. We just have a bunch of disorganized, very unhappy people, very frustrated people, very angry people, people who are afraid. But they're not organized. They don't have any leadership. They don't have any communications. They have no unity of purpose. They have no training. They have no military force. They have nothing except just disgust. And under those circumstances, it would just be a rebellion, and rebellions are always put down quite easily. So, there's time now for some very serious thinking, and I don't see too much of it going on out there, just a lot of emotion. And as you mentioned a moment ago, Stan, you said, well, no matter who's elected in the White House, whether it's the Republican puppet or the Democrat puppet, they're both puppets for the internationalists behind the scenes. I was talking with my wife earlier this evening over dinner. I said, I've got to come up with some kind of an analogy that would sink home with people as to why I am not voting or supporting one candidate over the other, why I'm not falling into this lesser of two evils game that they play every 4 years. And I thought, well, maybe an analogy would help. And so I came up with this one. Maybe it's not the best, but it's what I got now. Supposing I were cornered in the back of a cave in the lion's den. I don't know how I got there, but here I am back in the cave. And I'm going to be dinner for a lion, but just before the lion is ready to eat me, another lion comes along. And now they're starting to fight with each other. And I know that whichever one wins is going to eat me. So which one am I going to vote for?
Well, I think that's an excellent analogy. I think the people can understand that.
That's really how I feel about it. Yes, I don't like either of those lions out there, or these jackals, whatever you want to call them. But no matter which one comes out on top, he's my enemy of freedom.
Well, we had a seminar this last weekend. We had Patrick Wood. I don't know if you know Patrick, but he had worked many years ago with Tony Sutton at writing the Trilateralists Over Washington books, Part 1 and Part 2. And, of course, Professor Sutton's long since gone to be wherever he is, but certainly Pat Wood was there. And he's just pointing out, of course, that the trilateral, if you look at the committees that were formed to, nominate, push the candidacy of Barack Obama, I think it was just 7 out of 8 came from the trilateral commission. If you look at the committee that was selected to nominate McCain, why, I think it was 4 out of 5, the Trilateral Commission, this group of 160 people, the internationalists working behind the scenes, actually pushed both of the candidates, and the fact that none of the media will cover this at all, and most people, most of our so-called conservative talk show hosts will never talk about the Trilateral Commission, or these people who work behind the scenes, controlling successive administrations and appoint their people to key positions there. The fact that the media is so controlled that we never hear about this certainly shows the power that these people have. I mean, you're never going to hear, of course, Rush Limbaugh, Sean Hannity, all these so-called conservatives talking about these people of great wealth and power. And if they did, they would not be on the radio, and Rush wouldn't be getting some $480 million over, I don't know, 4 or 5 years or 8 years for doing his program. But this is the way, the reality of what's really going on today.
Well, I certainly agree with you, Stan, and then the ultimate question that you asked earlier is that are we going to be able to turn this around? And that's a tough one to answer realistically. I think we will, but I think there's going to be a lot of suffering that has to be gone through before we do. It's certainly not going to be easy, and it's not going to be quick. It's not going to be in November. It's not going to be in the elections, that's for sure. Whether we even have an election 4 years from now or 2 years from now is problematic. But beyond that, even if we do have an election, people focus too much, I think, on the presidency. And we've become a nation which accepts the imperial presidency concept, just as other nations used to look to their kings and queens as the unquestioned, unlimited authority of the state. We have gradually given up this concept of a government which is our servant, and every year, every few years, a little bit more and more, we tend to accept this regal, imperial presidency. So now we are literally electing our king, and we like that idea. And as long as the American people like that idea, we haven't a chance of returning to a freedom-based society. Not a chance in the world. It's not going to happen. And so we need, if we are looking for any kind of long-term reversal of this trend, we need to focus on re-educating the American people so that they can come to appreciate once again the concept of limited government, the very concepts that were built into our Constitution. For example, is the whole idea of a presidency. The original Constitution was set up so that the people never voted for the president. The president was appointed by the Senate. It was a very wise move. The Founding Fathers didn't want an imperial presidency. They didn't want mass support of the people, feeling that the president was their choice. They wanted the people to vote for their congressmen and maybe their senator. And after that, then the congressmen and their senators, took charge and began to appoint the administrators and the executives. The idea of the population of the nation voting for a president was so foreign to the thinking of the Founding Fathers that they would have been horrified at that concept.
Well, they were even horrified at the thought of the direct election of senators. They wanted them to be elected by the states because they knew that the people would always tend to vote for the man who promised to give them the most. And, then the man who said, well, you give me the power and I'm going to provide for you. I'm going to give you health care. I'm going to give you housing. I'm going to make sure you're taken care of. I'm going to redistribute the wealth so you'll get more. And human nature would have you vote for that man. And eventually it'd become a tyrant. And that's why they created the government the way they did, to limit the power of government and to keep people from voting themselves into a dictatorship. And yet that's exactly what's going on, isn't it?
It certainly is. And, I bet we went up and down the street where we lived and asked our neighbors how the president was elected in the very beginning, there's not one in probably 5,000 who would know the answer.
Yeah, because that's why they set up the Electoral College, so that the people were not to elect the president. The president was to be elected by the Electoral College. And how far we've come from that. In fact, some people say, why even have an Electoral College? You know, after all, aren't we a democracy? And the answer is, we're not a democracy, we're a republic. And tragically, most people don't know the difference.
Well, even more tragically...
Go right ahead there.
Well, I was going to say, even more tragically, we are now a democracy and not a republic. It's too bad. We should have remained a republic.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that'll protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Berkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Berkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
I know what it's like to lay awake at night and worry about mounting credit card debt. That nagging feeling in the pit of your stomach that just won't go away. And the phone calls from collectors. Forget about it. Then I called Help You Out of Debt. Their professional staff of debt mediators were able to help me get my upside-down finances back on track and help stop the phone call. My Help You Out of Debt settlement specialist understood exactly what I was going through. My specialist was able to get creditors off my back, negotiate huge reductions on most of my balances, and help me fight back against the credit card companies. Help You Out of Debt specialists are experts in debt mediation and settlement. They are on your side. They've helped thousands of people just like me and can help you too. Call now and get a free debt review. If you're $10,000 or more in credit card or unsecured debt and ready to start fighting back, call 866-374-3101 and get your free debt review. That's 866-374-3101 or on the web at helpyououtofdebt.com. 866-374-3101.
Spread the wealth around, that's what it was all about. And I simply asked the question, do you honestly believe that pardon me, George Soros and Warren Buffett and the other multi-billionaires who've put up, I think, $455 million, almost half a billion dollars for Barack Obama's candidacy so far. Do you honestly believe these multi-billionaires are backing Barack Obama so that he can raise their taxes? Do you honestly believe that's what's going to happen? Or is it going to be like it has been over and over again? You talk about taxing the wealthy, and then, of course, you give them the loophole so they don't have to pay the taxes, and you increase the taxes on the middle class, and you impoverish. And right now, I think they, of course, want to wipe out the middle class. I think it's only a matter of time before they accomplish that by destroying the value of our currency, and with that, of course, you destroy the value of our insurance policies and our pensions and our life savings and our annuities, and they're all going up in smoke as they destroy the value of our currency today. But the wealthy understand what's happening. Where does George Soros have his money? He's got it out of the country. Where does Warren Buffett have his money? He's got it out of the country. Where is Jimmy Rogers, who used to be with George Soros? He's living over in Singapore. He's got money in Japanese yen and in Swiss francs. But they're not investing the American dollar. It's just the American people are investing the American dollar because they don't know what's coming down the line. So what are we going to do? How are people going to protect themselves, Ed? And how are we going to get people to understand what is really going on and hopefully one day be able to take America back?
Well, how do you get people to understand? I don't have any obviously good answer to that because I've been trying to get people to understand for 50 years now, and not without some success, I might say. We are making progress, and Stan, I know you are making progress with your radio program and your public presentations, each in our own way, and thousands, tens of thousands of other people in their own way are spreading the message. So it's happening, but it's a very slow process, and I'm afraid that many people are not too interested in hearing the bad news until it's going to be too late. There's an old saying, an old story about the old-timer that was riding in a wagon pulled by a mule, and every once in a while, the old-timer would get off the wagon and run around in front of the mule and hit it over the head with a club and just practically knock the poor beast to his knees. And get back in the wagon, they'd go a little bit further, and he'd stop and get around and hit that mule over the head with a club again and get back in the wagon. Finally, his friend said, well, you know, what are you doing that for? He said, well, you know, mules are very stupid and they're very stubborn. So if you want them to do something, first you have to get their attention.
Well, you know, going along with that, I really think that we have the most wonderful opportunity coming down the line because I think that the economy is going to collapse. A lot of people are going to lose their homes and their cars and their jobs and going to be destitute. And I think that maybe we will have their attention. Maybe they're going to start asking, how did we get into this mess? And, of course, some of them are going to look to the government to solve it, but hopefully there are others who are going to be asking the question. And the people that you and I have been talking to for almost half a century will be there to say, don't you understand that there's a small group that runs our country, that they control both political parties, they make a mockery out of our elections, and they have another agenda. They have no loyalty to this country, and of course they can begin to give them the material that you've written and that I've written and other people have written, and hopefully at that time they will join, because I really think that we have the greatest opportunity today to knock the people over the head with a big brickback. The best time we've ever had in almost half a century that both you and I have been involved in this battle for the survival of Western civilization.
Well, yes, I agree. It's so sad that it has to come to that pass. I know that many people say to me that they're amazed at how accurate my predictions were in The Creature from Jekyll Island. And you know, I'm tempted to take some pride in that, but there's no pride there because it's so sad. I wish that I had been wrong, but it doesn't take much of a rocket scientist to figure out what's going to happen in the future. If you have a chart in front of you and it's a straight line moving from the bottom left-hand corner heading toward the top right-hand corner, you don't have to wait till it gets all the way to the top right-hand corner to predict where it's going to go. And so you just follow the trends and you say if things continue as they're going, we are headed toward totalitarianism. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to figure that one out.
Amen to that. Well, our guest this evening, of course, is Ed Griffin. We're talking about what's going on. And, of course, there are a lot of good things happening out there. I really do believe that more and more people are becoming aware of what's going on. And hopefully, and with God's help, we're going to have at least some sort of an impact in the coming years. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and of course, Ed, you put together an organization. I know it has branches all over the world. People concerned about freedom are certainly the most precious possession. And of course, how is that organization coming? What impact is it having?
Well, Stan, it's coming along very well. We're talking about Freedom Force International, and it's an organization that I started back in 2002. And when I finally got to the point where I got fed up with just complaining about things like we've been doing here this evening, telling people how bad things are, and then they'd say, well, what are you going to do about it? And I'd come up with the usual bent saw about, well, write your congressman and, you know, and spread the word. And I finally came to the realization that knowledge is not enough, and writing your congressman certainly is not enough, because in almost every case, your congressman is the problem. He knows exactly what's going on and doesn't really care whatsoever. He doesn't read your letters nearly as carefully as he reads the checks. In other words, we write letters to the congressman, and the elitists write checks to the congressman, and you can be sure which ones get the most attention. So I finally realized the futility of just playing the old game that we have been trying to do for so many years, write your congressman and read another book, and decided that, no, this isn't going to work, it hasn't worked, and it's never going to work, because unless we have actual power to bring about change, change is not going to happen. And the power always resides in what they, in the sociology world, they call the power centers of society. Those are the groups and organizations that have the ability to represent public opinion in such a way as to bring about political change and determine the course of the nation. The obvious power centers in our country are the political parties, but there are many more than that. I mean, there are labor unions, there are church organizations, there are the media centers, all kinds of structures and institutions where tremendous influence is exerted on behalf of public policy. As long as the heads of those organizations, those power centers, are in the hands of collectivists, meaning the big government people, the internationalists who want to bring about a new world order, as they like to call it, based on the model of collectivism, meaning totalitarian power, as long as these power centers are in the hands of people who want that to happen, that is what's going to happen. So if we want to reverse the trend, what we have to do is recapture control of the power centers.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back. Yes. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and our guest, is, of course, is Ed Griffin, who's been at this game even longer than I have. And, of course, Ed is saying that he's put together an organization, Freedom Force International. And, of course, the whole thought is, the internationalists control the power centers across the world. And, of course, if we're going to be effective, we have to simulate what they're doing. I mean, they have tremendous wealth, but there are not that very many of them. They're just in key positions in government, in the media, in the great tax-exempt foundations, where they place their people in the military. They have their people, you know, get to be the head of the AMA and the CMA and the ADA, and they put their people into positions in the Nurses Association where they will have the most influence and can do the most damage to the cause of freedom. So pick the story up there.
Well, that is the story. Once you recognize the reality of how society is directed by a relatively small group of people, especially if they're working together and if they have a common purpose and a common ideology, a creed, once you get that picture in mind, then the solution becomes crystal clear. It means that a relatively small group of people who are interested in freedom can do the same thing, not easily, because they'll have to do tremendous battle against the entrenched powers. They're not going to give up those posts easily. They're going to fight tooth and nail, and that, of course, is where the battle lines are drawn. Not on the battlefield, but within the power centers of society. Just try and get control of a political party, for example. You can see what happened when the throngs and throngs of Ron Paul supporters tried to even get into the Republican convention. They were turned away. That's where the battle lines are drawn. The head of the political parties, the heads of both parties, are firmly in the camp of collectivists, and they do not want freedom-loving people getting in there and taking away their power. But the solution to our problem, Stan, is very clear. It is simply that people of our like, of our mind, and who have a common creed of freedom, can join together and help each other become influential in the power centers of society. And in that fashion, not quickly, but over a period of a few years, maybe even a generation, in that fashion, we can recapture control of our own system. And then we can get those names changed on the doors there in Washington, D.C. Then we can bring about legislative reform, all of the things we know that must be done, but it has to happen in sequence. First, we have to get control of the power centers of society. And that's what Freedom Force International is all about. We now have members in 51 countries, I'm happy to say. This is a problem that's universal. But our main concern, of course, is the United States. So that's where we're working the hardest. And anybody that really wants to make a difference and get off of their chairs and out of their living rooms and go out to where the people really are, instead of waiting for them to come to our little meetings and read our circulars, we have to go out where the people are, into their organizations, and out into their areas of interest, and work among them. If we can do that and offer leadership and offer guidance, then I think we can gradually rise to the position of leadership within these organizations. And then we can bring about the change. That's what Freedom Force is all about. And anybody that wants to play with that very important game, this is the game of survival for freedom, then come to the website and spend some time there, read up on it, read our creed of freedom, then roll up your sleeves and come and join us.
All right, and find that is www.freedomforceinternational.com. That's freedomforceinternational.org. FreedomForceInternational.org. And, of course, what about your other website, Reality Zone?
Well, thanks for that, Stan. The Reality Zone is our commercial site. That's where we sell our books and videos and audio tapes. We have over 100 very informative items there. All of my books are there, but that's just a small number compared to the total that we have. So anybody that wants to get more information and become more confident on the issues that we're talking about, they'll find it all there, and it's realityzone.com.
And, of course, Ed has been able to survive in this business for a long time, but, of course, he needs the help of people getting his videos, his books, other things, and he's an excellent source of information. Well, Cynthia, what do you see transpiring as far as the economic situation is concerned? Now, of course, Warren Buffett claims that it's a great time to get into the stock market. He's suddenly buying General Electric stock. He's buying stock in Goldman Sachs. He said he only put, I think, $5 billion into those organizations. This is a great time to buy, he says. And, of course, we find other people telling us that you want to get in at the bottom, and, boy, we're at the bottom. It's only a matter of time before the market tends to go back up again. What do you think about that advice? Is that accurate?
You know, that really is beyond my expertise about the stock market, when to get in, when to get out, what the price is, and what's going to happen. I have to tell you that I have never invested in the stock market in my life. I don't have that much confidence in it. I know many people have made a lot of money in the stock market, and I know that they've lost a lot of money in the stock market. But my general feeling is that the stock market is kind of a rigged thing. I think the real profits are made behind closed doors. I think a little bit of the profits that most investors make, they're 3 to 7% a year or whatever, are kind of what's left over after the insiders do their trading and so forth. The people on the floor who make markets, I know that they do very, very well. And I'm sure guys like Warren Buffett, who have a lot of inside connections and inside information, even though that's supposed to be against the law, those laws are broken every single minute of the day in the boardrooms of the large corporations of the world. I think, you know, if you've got real good connections, then the stock market might make sense. But for me, I've just never felt comfortable with it. I don't know whether this is a good time to get into the market or not. From my own personal view and my own limited investments, I have been trying to put my money into commodities, something solid, something that is of intrinsic value. I have invested a little bit in a gold and a silver mine. You know, I've been looking at a cement a factory, cement thing, a gravel pit. You know, those things that look to me like they're solid. No matter whatever happens, people are going to need cement. They're going to need gravel. Gold and silver will always be in demand at some level. Whereas when you buy a company, you know, a nice solid company like a bank, you know that's going to be there forever, right? Sure. And maybe...
You mean like Bear Stearns or Lehman Brothers? Right,
yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, and so many companies are just based on paper, you know? And so I don't feel comfortable with that. But still, I don't want your listeners to take what I've just said as advice against going into the stock market, because I think my first comment is the one that should be focused on, which is that I really don't know that much about it.
All right. Well, I'll tell you, the people that I know who are a lot smarter than I am are saying just stay away from it, because this looks like a real trap. But anyway, and I'm referring to people like Bert Dorman, who puts out the Wellington letter, Robert Prechter, who puts out the Elliott Wave letter. In fact, James Dines, who I've been following for 40 years, in his latest newsletter said, I don't know what's going to happen. He's an honest man. He said, I don't know whether they're going to have inflation or deflation. I'll let you know as soon as I do. But right now, I'd be very, very careful about everything. So I think that's probably pretty good advice. And if somebody like James Dines, who's been around for 40 years, made a lot of millionaires, people that follow his advice, looks at the market and says, I don't know what's going to happen. We're living in very uncertain times. Well, our telephone number, if you're out there in the listening audience and you have a question for Ed Griffin, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. The important thing, I think, for our listeners to know is what Ed points out in his book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. If you haven't read it, well, you're going to have to wait for about 3 weeks. We will have it back in as soon as it's back in print, but it's out of print. In fact, the last printing, I think, went out, what, in about 3 months? Two and a half months?
2.5 months, amazing, yes.
It really is. And this is probably one of the most sought-after books in the entire world. And as I say, we sometimes will sell 20 copies, sometimes even 30 copies on a weekend. So you know the people all over the world are getting this, and of course we get orders from all over the world for Ed's book. What Ed points out is that when you have a fiat money system, a lot of people think that it's simply a matter of printing currency. What Ed points out is it's not really all a matter of currency. It's not a matter of money. It's a matter of credit. They actually can create credit. In other words, just simply book entries and create fabulous amounts of wealth simply by electronic entries. Isn't that right?
Absolutely right, Stan. Most of the money that is out there, it does not take the form of currency or coin. Last time I looked at those numbers some years ago, I think that only represented less than 3% of all the money out there. And, of course, since they've been creating so much more money, I wouldn't be surprised if the percentage of that's coin and currency has dropped down to maybe less than 1%. Most of it is checkbook money or impulses, electronic impulses in a computer someplace. It's accounting ledger money. And as you said, credits, that's it. It's just numbers, and it means that you can, somewhere down the line, if you go up to a bank window, you can convert your credits into currency and coin if you want to, but very few people have a desire to do that.
And, of course, what they do is they just keep massively increasing the amount of money. In fact, it's the amount of money in credit has increased 12 times between 1971 and the year 2005. And since then, they put out probably $5 or $6 trillion more since 2005. Amazing. Well, let's go to Ed, who's calling us, calling in from Utica, rather than for New Hartford, New York. That's close to Utica. You must be listening to our station up there, are you, Ed?
That's right. I'm listening on WJIV out of, well, it's actually a translator station from, that is in Utica.
Right. Okay. Do you have a question or comment for our guest?
I was just reading a book, What Every American Needs to Know About the Quran. And it brought out something here that I never really gave much attention to before. And that was that back at the time when Muhammad was fighting against Persia, Muhammad was trying to win the battle against, and Persia was trying to prevent the win. But there was a deal that was they tried to make with Muhammad, and they said, "Okay, we'll divide the land." Such and such a way. And Muhammad says, "We're not interested in land. What we want to do is change the way people think." And so previously wars were fought for, this I'm quoting, previously wars were fought for imperial conquest. Now they were fought for the domination of an individual's beliefs.
Right, of course that's
good. And so it looks like we don't understand this.
I don't think we do, and I don't think most people understand that there is a ideological war taking place for their minds. And, of course, behind that, I believe, are powerful spiritual forces. But certainly Muhammad understood that you had to change the way people think. And, of course, the people here who run our government want to change how we think. They have changed our perspective. Most people honestly believe we're a democracy. We're not. But, of course, people have forgotten what freedom's about. Hey, thanks so much for calling. And let's go to Carlos, who's calling from Carson, California. Hi, Carlos. How are you doing?
Good evening. Very well, Dr. Stan. Good to hear your program, and good to hear G. Edward Griffin here. I've got a question for Mr. Griffin. Mr. Griffin?
Yes.
Yes, you know, the last couple of centuries, we've had a lot of deflations and inflations caused by the international bankers, including 1929. And in my real estate industry, I hear a lot of people say, oh, this is just a normal cycle. Things are going to recover. But what are the chances that we're really going to recover when the whole world really is embroiled in this whole mess?
All right, I think that's a very good question, Carlos. And of course, Ed, the answer is, the question is, I mean, everybody's saying, well, this is a temporary downturn, things are going to get better, we're going to get back like it was before. What do you think?
Well, there are so many issues involved in that relatively simple question.
Well, listen, you've got 30 seconds, no, go ahead.
30 seconds, well, I can't do my usual mind warp on it then, but I don't think these ups and these downs, these booms and these busts are normal. They're normal to a system where you have a central bank, which we have, the Federal Reserve System. They're normal when you have humans who are able to expand and contract the money supply at whim, at will, whatever they feel is politically expedient. Then, of course, when they expand the money supply, we've got a boom, and then they contract, we got the bust. It's normal only when the free market is not allowed to work. When the free market works and is left unencumbered, we don't have booms and busts. It's almost impossible, or they're so small and so quickly corrected. Anyway, that's another issue. We've got them now, that's for sure, because we live under central bank rule all over the world. And can it recover? Will it recover? It depends on whether or not the leaders of the world allow a market to operate. Right now, the trend is that they're taking over the markets in almost all countries that I've been reading about. The government is literally taking over the markets in various forms so that they will manipulate the prices. And under those conditions, there will be no recovery. There will only be whatever the political leaders allow to be. In other words, let's just take an example here in this country. If people are losing their homes, it's theoretically possible for politicians to step forward and say, well, we're going to pass a law whereby nobody will now be allowed to lose their homes. I don't care whether they pay rent or not. They're not going to lose their homes. And unfortunately, a lot of people would applaud that idea because, oh, my gosh, that good. We could stay at home. But then the rest of that law would be, well, you folks now belong to us. We'll tell you where to work. We'll tell you where to live since we're providing the homes. We'll tell you what home you could live in. And we might even tell you whether you've got two or three families to live in there with you. And we'll tell you, how much money you can spend on clothing and whether or not you go on vacation and so forth. So, in other words, everything comes along with the loss of the market. You have a totalitarian rule.
I would point out, if you read the papers carefully, you'll hear this recurrent phrase. What we need is a new international financial order. You'll hear it from Europe. You'll hear it from Asia. You'll hear it from the leaders here in the United States. What we need is a new international financial order. And not the old order at all, not the old order of quasi-freedom, but a new international financial order. Carlos, God bless you. Thanks so much for calling.
Good evening.
Well, Ed, we've got 3 minutes for you to wrap up the program. Certainly, I have a feeling that they're going to use what's transpiring today as a vehicle to bring...
I know what it's like to lay awake at night and worry about mounting credit card debt. That nagging feeling in the pit of your stomach that just won't go away. And the phone calls from collectors. Forget about it. Then I called Help You Out of Debt. Their professional staff of debt mediators were able to help me get my upside down finances back on track and help stop the phone call. My Help You Out of Debt settlement specialist understood exactly what I was going through. My specialist was able to get creditors off my back, negotiate huge reductions on most of my balances, and help me fight back against the credit card companies. Help You Out of Debt specialists are experts in debt mediation and settlement. They are on your side. They've helped thousands of people just like me and can help you too. Call now and get a free debt review. If you're $10,000 or more in credit card or unsecured debt and ready to start fighting back, call 866-374-3101 and get your free debt review. That's 866-374-3101 or on the web at helpyououtofdebt.com. 866-374-3101.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verky water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verky water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-
collapsed, and it's time that we started to rebuild it. And I believe he's absolutely right. And certainly I recommend Ed, I think he's a great man and certainly one of the true leaders of our conservative movement. Well, I would simply point out that there is an agenda, and that is a new world order, a new world financial system, a new world currency, and without the destruction of our currency and the destruction of the middle class in this country, and lastly, of course, a new world religion, and I should comment, of course, a new world leader, because there are powerful spiritual forces behind what's going on. If you have not yet heard my talk entitled The Forbidden Secret, you need to get that, The Forbidden Secret, and then you need to get the talk that goes along with that, The Secret Knowledge. The Forbidden Secret of The Secret Knowledge, there is a syllabus that goes with the first one, and then, of course, I talk on the planned police state, and the syllabus that goes with that. And this gets into the occult. If you'd like a copy of something that's put out by the people on the other side that explains how they have their people in the financial institutions all throughout the world. The pamphlet is put out by the Lucis Trust. It used to be the Lucifer Publishing House. And it's entitled The Working of the Spiritual Hierarchy. If you get anything that we offer, and you can simply ask for a free copy of The Working of the Spiritual Hierarchy, we'll send it to you. And this, of course, is from the other point of view. They tell you exactly what they're doing and how they control the leaders of the world. This isn't what I say. This is what they say. So if you'd like a copy of The Working of the Spiritual Hierarchy, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Let me also suggest the DVDs, The Secret Mystery of America's Beginning. That's The Secret Mystery of America's Beginning, and certainly The Riddles in Stone. They're both put out by our friend Chris Pinto. You'd certainly want to get his talk he gave for our seminar a couple of years ago, The Atlantis Connection. And then, of course, the talk with Constance Cumbie, who's been studying the occult forces for many years, and simply the DVD talk by Constance Cumbie you can order. Let me point out that we're heading into difficult times. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, on the Berkey water filters, which you should have, and I will tell you that there's about a 6-week delay now to get your Berkey water filters. So many people are ordering them, but if you can give us a call, we get your order and get it in, and they'll get it to you just as soon as they can. They're doing the best they can. But you need to think about long-term food items, if you'd like a catalog, or if you already have one and haven't put an order in, don't put it off. If you'd like our catalog on health products, and of course you'd need to have the things on hand to keep your immune system functioning, because we may very well see the advent of new diseases or new plagues. All you need to do is read the Bible, and they will tell you that there's coming a time of great plagues. And, of course, there's Revelation 6:8. And, of course, I look and behold a pale horse, and the rider upon him is death. And, of course, Hades followed close behind, and power was given unto them to kill 25% of the population of the world with famine and with a pestilence, which is disease, and with the sword, with famine, with pestilence, and the beasts of this world. You need to begin making preparations for yourself. But understand, behind everything are powerful spirits or forces, and the most important thing you can do is be in a close personal relationship with our Lord, which may be all that will see any of us through in the difficult times that lie ahead. Well, remember our telephone number. It's 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, RadioLiberty.com. You can listen to us there on the Internet 9 hours a day. You can listen to our live programs, MP3, our blog programs, our archive programs. You can watch many of the DVDs we have posted there. Look at the section under other videos. You'll see a clip from Jimmy Rogers, and then read the newsletters. Tell others about what's going on. Try to get them to begin at least to question what's taking place. And then please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that will determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Lindsay Williams, a friend that has really had some amazing experiences in his life. And those of you who have read his book, called The Energy Non-Crisis, it's a very, very informative book about, of course, the fallacy of peak oil and the fact there are shortages of oil in the world. But I'd gotten a call, and it was either probably the end of June or the very first part of July, from one of my listeners who asked me what had happened to Lindsay Williams. He told me Lindsay's webpage had been taken down and that the only copy of Lindsay's book, The Energy Non-Crisis, and it's a paperback book. It's always been fairly inexpensive. We've carried it. But the only copy that was available on Amazon.com was going for $1,995.95, and that was the only copy available. Well, I found that pretty hard to believe, and so I actually went up on Amazon, and sure enough, it was there, and Lindsay's website wasn't available. I called Lindsay, and I said, Lindsay, what happened? And, of course, Lindsay told me he'd gotten a call from somebody that we both knew. I'd never talked to this man, but I knew of the background. And he'd told Lindsay that he was no longer allowed to talk about the things he talked about in his book, The Energy Non-Crisis. But Lindsay told me he had some other very important things this gentleman had told him. And Lindsay outlined them to me. But he said, you know, he didn't know what to do with the information. He said, you know, what should I do? Well, the only part that I play in the story is I just suggested to Lindsay that he call the gentleman back, and we'll call the gentleman Mr. X, and ask Mr. X if he could just tell the American people what Lindsay had been told about what the future held. Now, remember, this conversation is going on probably very early July because the oil was, that point was going up. I anticipated oil was going to go to, $150, $200 a barrel. I mean, everything pointed in that direction. I think Lindsay did too. And that was why what Lindsay had been told was so amazing. And with that as the background, Lindsay, thanks so very much for being with us.
Thank you, Dr. Stan, for allowing me the privilege to be with you tonight on your show. And, you know, you are very special to me. The reason being, you were the first person that I told the story to after this individual had contacted me. And I think it was probably the 1st of July. I literally was scared to death. I must admit to you, for 5 weeks' time, I didn't do a single radio show. I didn't accept a single speaking engagement. I literally disappeared for about 5 weeks. And in that day when you and I talked on the phone, you were the first person that I gave this information to. And you remember, I was concerned back in those days.
Well, I know. Well, I was concerned for you. And my advice was do exactly what you've been told. Don't talk about the items you were told not to talk about. But find out if you can tell the public what is going to happen, because it was really so ridiculous at that time, the things that you told me. And fortunately, my next newsletter really covers in detail what Lindsay was told. Anyway, a couple of days later, I get a call back from Lindsay, and he said he'd talked to the gentleman, we'll call him Mr. X, who said, well, what did he say? Didn't he say it was all right to tell the public what was going to happen?
Yes, he did. And I want to thank you for those words of wisdom. Because of your age and your position with the Lord, Dr. Stan, everything you suggested I do was, it had to have been of the Lord that you suggested that.
I'm sure.
Was exactly right.
And I would have, it had to be of the Lord, because I'm not that wise an individual, but it just seemed logical. We needed to get the information out. You got the information, and you disseminated it, and we'll be back in just a moment. Go right ahead, Lindsay. Pick the story up from there.
Who would have ever, I could not have possibly
imagined $142 a barrel, and oil came down to within the $59 and some few cents for just a short period of time within the past week. Dr. Sand, who would have ever, except one of the elite who knows everything that goes on behind closed doors, who could have possibly ever have guessed that? And you were right a moment ago. I was telling the listening audiences on radio shows that I was on that it was going to $200 a barrel. And when this man called me and said price of crude oil was going to $50 a barrel, that it was going to $2 to $2.50 a gallon at the gas pump, this was a complete reversal of everything that you and I would have even imagined back in those days, wasn't it?
It certainly was. In fact, and we started telling people about that. I think my first program with you was later in July. I said you wanted a week or two to get your feet underneath you, and then, of course, by then, of course, the price was just beginning to peak out. I think it peaked out at the 11th or 12th of July. But you had told me beforehand that the price of oil was going to increase for a short period of time, and then it was going to begin to fall to $50 a barrel. And so you pick up the story there, because so many of the things that you told me at that time have come to pass. And, of course, usually, you know, when I've done a lot of research, and I've uncovered some amazing things about what's happened in the past, but I've never had an opportunity to get a glimpse of what was going to happen in the future. And I'll have to admit that the story was so incredible that I took it with a grain of salt until I began to see these things one after another. The things that you told me were going to happen actually came to pass. So you pick up the story from there.
Well, Dr. Sand, in light of what you have just said, let me say I cannot take credit for any of this. In fact, everything that I have said for the past 35 years, I cannot take credit for any of it. I must say that over the past 35 years, since I wrote my book, The Energy Non-Crisis, I have had the privilege, and it is so nice to know one or more of the elite. And over these years, they have told me certain things. And, Dr. Sand, the only thing I have done is to repeat or voice what those people told me was going to happen. And at times, I said it with fear and trembling, wondering if it was really going to take place. And every single time, without exception, it has happened exactly as they told me it was going to happen. So I really can't take credit except to say...
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment with Lindsay Williams. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Lindsay was simply saying that he had had the opportunity, after working on the Trans-Alaska Pipeline, to get to know some of the elite who are part of the ruling group that controls the world. And from time to time, they would tell him things. They contacted him even after Trans-Alaska Pipeline had been completed. They'd contact him and tell him what was going to happen in the future. And sometimes it seems so ridiculous at the time, but when he repeated it, why would it happen? And so pick the story up from there.
Well, Dr. Sand, may I say emphatically to all of your listening audience, and I'm sure if there is any such thing as an elite listening audience of people who are well-informed, it's ones that listen to you day after day, but let me say there positively is a group of people on the face of the earth who control the world. I hope that if there's any one thing you remember out of this program tonight is this statement. This is not a conspiracy. This is an agenda. These people know exactly what they're doing. They know in advance what they're going to do. They oftentimes know years in advance what they're going to do. They control Congress. They control the president. They tell the Arabs what they're going to give them for a barrel of oil on any given day. And when any one of these people have said to me something's going to happen, I have taken it exactly as they said it, and every single time so far they've been right. So it reminds me so much of 1984. Now, remember back, each of you, and you'll pick up on this very quickly. In 1984, crude oil was $32 a barrel. And I had a phone call one day. I was sitting in my home in Kusiloff, Alaska at the time, and the person on the other end of the line, very knowledgeable, one of the elite, and he said to me, he said, "Chaplain, would you like people to think you're a prophet?" And I said, "What do you mean?" He said, "Are you going to be speaking anywhere for the next few weeks?" I said, "Yes, I start in Seattle, Washington, next week and wind up in Southern California about 3 months later, speaking almost every night. He said, tell your audiences that crude oil is going to $10 a barrel. No way in this world. I said, wait a minute, you can't do that. He said, come on, Chaplain. He said, you were sitting in our board meetings. You know who controls the price of a barrel of oil. He said, OPEC doesn't control it at all. They just think they do. And he said, every now and then, we have to make them know who really the boss is. And he said, we're going to take it to $10 a barrel. No way. Well, I did. For the next few weeks, I said it's going from $32 a barrel to $10 a barrel. My audiences literally would break out in laughing sometimes. It didn't quite make it to 10. They made it to $11 a barrel. And when it went there, my phone almost rang off. Well, the same thing is happening right now. I was on a radio talk show the other day. I won't mention the name of the show host. You'd recognize him. He's a good friend of yours. And he said, Lindsay, when I heard that for the first time that you'd made that statement, he said, I laughed at you. He said, I thought you were crazy. He said, there's no way in this world that could take place. We're over $100 a barrel right now. He said, it can't go down to $50 a barrel. Well, hit $59 and some few cents the other day, and I can take no credit for that statement whatsoever, because that person called me, said it's going to $50 a barrel, so Dr. Stan, it will keep going right on down, even though OPEC had their big meeting the other day, and they said, oh, we're going to cut output and everything else imaginable. It reminded me so much of that statement back in 1984 when the individual said to me, he said, Lindsay, come on, Chaplain. You know OPEC has nothing to do with the price of a barrel of oil. He said, we control it. We tell them what we're going to give them for it. These people, the elite of the world, whom you talk about night after day after on your radio programs, Dr. Stan, they positively do exist. Folks, believe everything you hear Dr. Stan say. Don't miss a single one of his programs, because if you do, you're going to miss something. So, Dr. Stan, I hope that your audience will use this program tonight as a method to believe more than ever the facts as they really are, rather than what the media would like them to see and understand.
Well, of course, he told you that the price of oil was going to go up for a few weeks and then it was going to start coming down, and it did, and it's been doing exactly what he said. But what are the other things he told you? Because that is even what is more amazing.
Well, Dr. Stan says we may have a few people, and I'm sure there are quite a few people tonight in your listening audience who didn't hear me last time I was on the program. Let me just say that I had executive status with the 9 major oil companies that built the Trans-Alaska Oil Pipeline. As a result, I got to know many of the elite of the world and had, by the providence of God and the grace of God, the opportunity to literally live with the elite of the world for 3 years' time. Had an opportunity to analyze them on their own oil field, on the big American oil field in the northern part of Alaska. Now, for the past 35 years, since I wrote my book, The Energy and Non-Crisis, and told those stories, names, dates, places, and what was happening, I have known there was a line out there. And if I ever crossed it and said certain things they didn't want said, they would contact me. That's what happened that you referred to earlier in the program. About the middle of June, one of these individuals called me and said, Chaplain, you've gone too far. You've said too much. You've got to quit. If you don't, we're going to do this and this and this. He said, you've got to quit saying this and this and this. Well, I did. Well, that's not the important part. He and I settled that by agreeing to do certain things. And he said, if you will do these things, we'll let you alone. And they have. They've kept their word. That's one thing about the elite. If you do what they say, they'll let you alone. John F. Kennedy didn't do what they said, and they had to annihilate him. And they did down there in Texas that day. Well, I knew better than to argue with them, because history tells me a few things. So I agreed with him. But here's the important part to your audience tonight. After this gentleman and I agreed, I began to ask him some friendly questions. And I said, how's your family? How's your wife? Where you been living since I saw you 25 years ago? He became very polite. And at that point, I asked him the question, where's the price of crude oil going? It's really affecting the American people. And for the next 45 minutes' time, this gentleman basically told me everything that the elite planned to do in the next 12 months' time, and the first of those was crude oil is going to my mind was the same thing that came to my mind back in 1984 when he said it was going from $32 a barrel to $10 a barrel. I wanted to know how they were going to do it. Well, he said we're going to open up two major oil fields in the world. Now, Dr. Stan, that's where the good part comes in, because you remember just after it happened. Now, you go back and look this up in your computers, folks. You can verify this for yourself, and Dr. Stan had me on his program about 2 weeks before it happened. On Thursday, July the 24th of 2008, Fox News announced the oil field that this man had told me 3 weeks earlier that was going to be announced in order to help bring the price of crude oil down, and it was one north of Russia. Then there was one in Indonesia. That oil field was also announced in the Jakarta Post not too long ago.
And I think what's really so interesting, first of all, the oil field that was described above the Arctic Circle, of course, it's adjacent to Russia. Suddenly it extends towards us. It extends over towards towards Norway and Sweden as well. But, of course, most of it seems to be above Russia. So, but 90 billion barrels of oil. The amazing thing about the Indonesian oil field, which is said to contain somewhere between 107 and 330 billion barrels of oil. Now, put that in perspective. All of Saudi Arabia is only 264 billion barrels. So, the Indonesian field has the potential to be even larger than the Saudi Arabia. But the interesting thing was that when Lindsay told me about the Indonesian oil field, I couldn't find any reference to it. I got on the internet, I Googled here, I Googled there, and there was just no mention of it in any American media. So I called Lindsay back and I said, how can I verify that this is true? Because even though I love Lindsay, I'm my reputation's on the line. When I say something on the air, I can be sure it's as accurate as it can be. And so he gave me the references to the Jakarta Post. And we went to the Jakarta Post, and there's all sorts of articles coming out of Indonesia about this massive oil discovery there. It's simply off the coast of Indonesia. Incidentally, all of this is covered in my syllabus, The Oil Deception. And, of course, we'll hopefully before long have my CD talk that goes with that. It'll be available. The syllabus is available. And, of course, the talk will be available on CD within a week or two. And then the DVD, hopefully, not too long after that. But if you'd like to get the documentation, it's all there in the syllabus, The Oil Deception. So what Lindsay told me, had told me that there was going to be this massive discovery off above the north slope of Russia, and then there was going to be this massive discovery in Indonesia, and within 4 weeks, both of these were available. Well, this really, of course, gave tremendous credence to what Lindsay had said, so pick up the rest of the story from there.
Then I asked this individual, Dr. Stan, I said, why are you doing this? This is so startling. He said, well, Iran is really giving us problems. He said, Iran is worrying us to no end. He said, something has to be done to stop them. And I said, well, you're talking about war with Iran? And he indicated that they didn't want war with Iran. I think probably you have, I know I in the past, have somewhat just supposed that possibly there was going to be a war with Iran. And I've done everything to say it was going to happen, and just short of that, I'd stop usually. But this gentleman said, no, we don't want a war with Iran. He said, we're going to break them financially. Take crude oil from $140 a barrel to $50 a barrel, and the first thing after that came to my mind was Dubai. That world-class city, skyscrapers like the world has never known before, the tallest building in the world. And Dr. Stan, last week I had the first email that was sent to me about Dubai, and now they are stopping the building of some of their massive skyscrapers in that world-class city because Dubai is already feeling the pressure of 50-something dollars a barrel of oil compared to $140
a barrel. Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment. Go right ahead, Lindsay.
So now the Arab world is feeling it. So I asked him, I said, why are you doing this?
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a four-tape or a four-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that will protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Berkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Berkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
I know what it's like to lay awake at night and worry about mounting credit card debt, that nagging feeling in the pit of your stomach that just won't go away, and the phone calls from collectors. Forget about it. Then I called Help You Out of Debt. Their professional staff of debt mediators were able to help me get my upside-down finances back on track and help stop the phone call. My Help You Out of Debt settlement specialist understood exactly what I was going through. My specialist was able to get creditors off my back, negotiate huge reductions on most of my balances, and help me fight back against the credit card companies. Help You Out of Debt specialists are experts in debt mediation and settlement. They are on your side. They've helped thousands of people just like me and can help you too. Call now and get a free debt review. If you're $10,000 or more in credit card or unsecured debt and ready to start fighting back, call 866-374-3101 and get your free debt review. That's 866-374-3101 or on the web at helpyououtofdebt.com. 866-374-3101.
And was going to then, of course, lead to real economic problems in the United States as the Arabs, in desperation because their economy was collapsing because the price had fallen, the price of oil, the Arabs were going to have to begin pulling their money out of the United States. Before we go on, though, Lindsay had asked Mr. X, what about Dubai? Now, of course, those who have been watching the television have seen these magnificent structures. The building, the tallest building in the world, is being built in Dubai. I mean, they put in all these new islands. They built these new islands and surrounding Dubai, and then, of course, they built the homes there, and they're selling homes. People from all over the world, really, are buying their condominiums there, $1.5 million condominiums. It's all being being done, incidentally, we find out now, with borrowed money, because Dubai does not have a lot of oil or natural gas, but it's all done with borrowed money. And what did Mr. X say when you said, well, what's going to happen to Dubai?
I actually asked him about the city of Dubai. He said, his reply at this point was, he said, Chaplain, you don't understand the mentality of the Arabs. And I'm not going to take the time to do it, but about 15 minutes he took to describe, he lived in Dubai for some period of time, for a number of years, in fact, in the United Arab Emirates, and produced the major part of the oil field over there for Dubai under one of our major oil companies here in America. He said, Chaplain, you don't understand the mentality of the Arabs. He said, their mentality is live for today. He said, spend everything you've got today, never mind tomorrow. And he said, that's exactly what they do. He said, that world-class city in Dubai, he said, it is going to, I forgot the exact words he used, but basically I'll put it in
How about words. The ghost town?
Yeah, ghost town, basically. And I didn't, you know, I thought, how in the world could this happen? The finest world-class, modern, up-to-date city on the face of the earth, nothing equals it anywhere. And just this week, Dr. Stan, I begin to receive the first communiques that Dubai now is in trouble. They're asking the United Arab Emirates for help. They're begging people to come in and give them assistance. They say unless they can find the funds necessary, the largest skyscraper, I guess the tallest skyscraper in the world, is going to have to be postponed for a while until they can complete it. Everything that this man told me, the middle of June, it is so uncanny. And Dr. Stan, I didn't expect it to happen this quickly. Now, I'll admit to you, I knew he was right, but I thought they would take the price of crude oil to $50 a barrel later on, and I thought that the financial collapse of the American system would take place after the election. I am utterly amazed that this has happened so quickly from what that gentleman said.
And the interesting thing is apparently Dubai was using primarily borrowed money, that they were actually borrowing money on the international markets, and of course money was readily available, and of course the money was there, you could borrow it cheap, you could build, and then all of a sudden international finance begins to dry up. Dubai can't get money to complete their building projects, and they're putting in subways, they're putting in massive shopping centers, the biggest shopping centers in the world, the tallest building in the world, the largest housing development in the world. And suddenly, just within the last month to 2 months, this whole process is beginning to shut down. Now, then, of course, he also then told you about the economic crisis in America. Would you want to quote that? Because you had given me the exact quotation I included in my latest newsletter. What was his prediction as far as the financial collapse of the United States? What did he say?
He said, America, and I'm going to use his exact words now. I wrote them down also that night because I was so startled. He said, America will see a financial collapse that will be so great that it will take years to come out of it. And over about the next 15 minutes that we talked on the telephone, he continued to use this expression numerous times in the conversation. It will take years to come out of it, almost as if he was trying to tell me something. But then, Dr. Stan, this man said one other thing that I didn't really remember until I went back and thought over his conversation time after time, and I've never given this on your show before because it didn't register with me too much back in those days. You remember toward the end of the conversation, I told this gentleman, I said, now, you know that I've done everything that you asked me to do. I closed down my website, and by the way, if you've ever built a website, you know it costs $25,000, $30,000. I closed it down immediately, overnight. My DVD, Energy Non-Crisis. I called my 800 service. I said, take it off the market.
Hold up. We'll be back in just a moment. This is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. Our guest this evening is Lindsay Williams. And, of course, go ahead, Lindsay. You were saying that you had talked to Mr. X when you called him back again. And he said, look, I've done exactly what you said. And go ahead with the rest of the story.
And at that point, Dr. Stan, I said to him, now remember, I had spent hours and days with this man at Prudhoe Bay. I knew him well. He knew me well. He had been in my worship services up there. And I also know his position, the fact that he knows everything that goes on behind closed doors. And so I said to him, now I said, I've done everything you asked me to do. And he said, well, we're going to keep our promise to you. And I said, but I need to relay something to you. I said, now, I'm honest in this. I'm not just saying it because of this phone call. I said, my family and I have literally, physically been talking over the past few weeks of going back into the ministry. Now, keep in mind, I was a pastor of one church for 12 years in Hollywood, Florida, Grace Baptist Church. I was a missionary in Alaska for 12 years. And the world has been my pulpit for the past 35 years. And I've lectured in many places, but I said, I really have done all I can do over the past 35 years, and I'm really giving some consideration to going back into the ministry. And this is when he said it, Dr. Stan. He said, Chaplain, I think that would be a very wise decision, both for you and for us. Then he said, neither one of us will have any problems anymore. He said, and here it is, Dr. Stan, I just thought about it after I had thought over this conversation so many times. He said, Chaplain, I think it would be a wonderful idea, and I would highly advise that you leave America and go to the mission field. I mean, I've wondered many times since then if he was trying to tell me something. Many of you who have heard me give stories about the elite in the past, you've heard me say that one of the first things I ever learned when I lived with these people was to listen to their buzzwords. They tell you everything they're going to do before they do it. And if a person knows how to interpret what they're saying, you'll be able to understand what they're going to do before they do it. And I've wondered a number of times over the past few weeks as I thought back over this conversation, I wonder if this man was trying to tell me something in light of the fact that he said America was going to see a financial collapse, that it would be so great that it would take years to come out of it, when he said, Chaplain, I would highly recommend that you leave America and go to the mission field.
Well, I think we're in for some very, very difficult times. I think the people in charge know exactly what's going to happen. I'm sure they've made arrangements for themselves and their families. There's going to be terrible suffering in this country. And yet, of course, somebody has to be here to try to guide our people. We'll be back in just a moment with Lindsay Williams. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and I do hope that many of you out there in the listening audience will want to get the tape of this program, because, of course, Lindsay and I do talk in the when we're off the during the advertisements. And suddenly a gentleman, we call him Mr. X, had told Lindsay during their second conversation, after he'd called back and talked to Mr. X about whether we could bring the things that he had been told forward, and basically Mr. X had heard that Lindsay was thinking of going back in the ministry, and Mr. X told Lindsay at that time, and this would be about the end of July, wouldn't it?
Yes, it would be the end, about the middle of June, and then I contacted you in July.
Right. So this would be in July that you, in July, early July, then you talked to Mr. X for the second time. And he said it would be an excellent idea if you and your family did leave America, or words to that effect. In other words, the suggestion was that maybe some terrible things were going to happen, and certainly he had talked about the terrible economic collapse that's coming, and that this would take years for it to end. There's so many of our pundits are just telling us, oh, everything's going to be fine. And let me tell you that the people that I read and study, who really analyze what's going on, some of them are talking about we are moving into, and this would be Bert Dorman's book, the Wellington newsletter, said that this is going to be the worst financial collapse we've had in 200 years. But, of course, he is very, very conservative. If you read Robert Prechter's The Elliott Wave, he's talking about the worst financial collapse for the world in 300 years. This is hard for most people to get their minds around, but I really believe that we're moving into some terrible, terrible times, and it's going to be difficult for everybody in this country, but I think it's going to be difficult for everybody throughout the world. There was one more thing he told you, that it doesn't appear that it is going to come to pass, that he told you there was going to be some sort of an incident that would lead to the election of John McCain because he was their choice. Is that right?
His statement was, John McCain is my choice, is our choice, so to speak. And at the time, I predicted that John McCain would be the next president of the United States of America. Someone asked me this on a radio talk show just this week, and I said, keep one thing in mind, and that is these people, even though they are the elite, and even though they hold the strings of the world, they are not God. They put on their britches every morning just like you and I do. They usually get their way. They don't always get their way. And if John McCain is not elected, it won't be because they didn't want him there. But they just don't always get what they want. And this would be one of those instances where even the elite do not succeed in doing what they want to do. But that was their choice. And it may still happen because keep in mind that it is a, okay, go on the internet and look up Obama. And the first thing you find, and how many thousands and thousands of hits are coming in every hour as to where Obama was born. Oh, my goodness. You cannot imagine that what these people can do if they want to in turning the tide of the election and everything else. And I understand it's the number one item now on certain parts of the internet. I'm not quite convinced that they might not do what they want to do, but if they're not able to, just keep in mind one thing. They're still human beings. They are not gods, even though they like to think they are. They aren't. But I'd like to give you some encouragement right now, if I can. Now, I know most of what we've talked about have been things that we don't necessarily like to think about. And none of us want to think about a financial collapse such as this. So let me encourage you of something. Gasoline is going to go to $2 to $2.50 a gallon all over the nation. Let that encourage you because that's going to be a great help to you. Let me encourage you also in the fact that you listen to Dr. Stan Monteith's program and the Bible is always right. And the Bible says in John chapter 8, verse 32, and ye shall know the truth and the truth shall set you free. I like to quote it sometimes this way, ye shall know the truth, and the truth will scare you to death. No, it doesn't at all. It can set you free if you will begin to take action right now and do something about it in light of what, by the grace of God, I had the privilege of hearing one of the people say, who knows what goes on behind closed doors, that these things are going to happen, and if you begin right now taking action and doing something about it, you can spare yourself a lot of heartaches, realizing that these people are still just human beings. They may or may not get what they want in this election, and the price of gasoline is going to come down to right about $2 a gallon.
Well, I'm sure that this is just a matter of time. I think we're living in very, very dangerous times in many respects, very exciting times in many respects, and very puzzling times in many respects. But I think that it's going to be a wonderful time to begin to reach people. And, of course, when times are bad, people are going to look for answers. And, of course, we can tell them the political answers. We can tell them the economic answers. But the most important thing is the spiritual answers, to understand that there really are spiritual forces out there that are intent upon destroying this country, the United States, because it once was a great Christian nation. It's no longer. It's a pagan nation at the present time. But they really, of course, really want a one-world government. They want a one-world financial system. They want a one-world currency. That's why they're going to destroy the value of our currency and impoverish our people. They want certainly a one-world religion because they hate Christianity. And then, of course, they are going to impose their one world leader upon the population. People, it's, you can just see these things unfolding. And, of course, a lot of this centers around what's going on over in Israel today and the conflict between the Israelis and the Palestinians and the very real possibility that there's going to be some sort of a war over there, whether the elite want it or not. Because, of course, behind everything going on, those powerful spiritual forces, both from the dark side and from God's side, ultimately, that are being played out. And we're simply on this stage, we're watching the characters you know, up on the stage acting out their parts. But, of course, there is a master director for this whole thing. Satan has a plan. God has a plan. And our job is to be on God's side and do as we're directed. But what a wonderful time we're going to have to begin to educate people about what's really going on. So, Lindsay, you know, you said you've been at this for a long time. You, for one reason or another, God's placed you into a key position to bring these facts out. What do you want to tell our listeners out there?
The next 12 months, I have produced a DVD. I was so concerned. Dr. Stan, you remember the first time I talked with you. I said, Dr. Stan, I must get this information out. The next 12 months DVD, a CD entitled The Next 12 Months, my new Energy Non-Crisis DVD. May I beg you to learn the issues so you can do something about it, and let me give you a copy of my book, To Seduce a Nation. It could turn America around. You need it. The number is 800-321-2900. Now, there'll be operators standing by tomorrow. Give them a call. The DVD that you can view on your television, a CD that you can listen to in your automobile. I give why they're doing it, how they're doing it, what their intentions are. Everything you've heard on this program and a whole lot more is on the DVD, the CD, the Energy Non-Crisis DVD, and the entire package, along with my book, To Seduce a Nation. Number is 800-321-2900, and you can spare your household a lot of uncomfortable times if you know the issues and do something about it, Dr. Stan.
One more time, get that telephone number out.
The number is a toll-free number. The number is 800-321-2900. The next 12 months, from an elite who knows everything that goes on behind closed doors, as he told it to me, how it's unfolding, 800-321-2900.
All right, fine. And, Chris, Lindsay told me most of these things before. He told me all of these things before they actually began to happen, which was the amazing part of this. Well, our telephone number, if you have a question or comment, is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295 if you'd like to give us a call and have a question or comment for Lindsay Williams. An incredible story. And, Chris, the first story was really quite incredible, too, but I will have to admit that I did contact one of the major players, a gentleman who was there with Lindsay, not Mr. X, but another one. I call him Mr. Y in my publication, my newsletter. And, of course, I did call him long before the recent events and ask him about Lindsay's story about and as laid out in the book, The Energy Non-Crisis. And he confirmed everything, and we talked about Mr. X. We talked about a lot of things. He didn't want to come onto my programs because he was working. He'd worked, of course, before for Atlantic Richfield, and now he was working for British Petroleum. Incidentally, I don't know how many of you saw, but British Petroleum in the last quarter, and I guess it was the quarter of the third quarter of this year, made $6 billion. $6 billion. That's an awful lot of money. And just that was clear profit. That wasn't their, that was their gross. That was their net profit. And, of course, now British Petroleum is going to have an opportunity, as with the other parts of this cartel, because it is a cartel, and it involves Exxon, Chevron Oil, British Petroleum, the Royal Dutch Shell. Royal Dutch Shell is controlled by the royalty of the Netherlands. BP is largely, at least in part, controlled by the British royalty. And, of course, the Exxon and Chevron are controlled by the American royalty, by the Rockefeller family. When you understand that, and there's, of course, there's ConocoPhillips and Total. Those are the world's great oil companies today. Well, there are a few smaller ones, but these are the people who are the oil cartel. And believe me, the government would never dare go against them because, of course, they control the government. And they work with what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness. And, of course, they have a goal. And, of course, as incredible as it may seem, I believe that the movement is energized by dark and sinister spiritual forces. At least that is what the people on the other side are talking about. Those of you who heard our interview with Constance Cumby earlier this week, remember that she had pointed out that the occultists have been talking for a long time about the coming economic crisis. The coming economic crisis, which they are going to use to bring about the world government that they seek. Of course, they're intimately associated with the United Nations. The Lucis Trust has responsibility for maintaining the prayer room there at the United Nations. Believe me, they're not praying to the same God that we pray to, because these people worship a different God. And until people understand that, so much of what's going on doesn't make sense. People don't understand the Gnostic religion. You need to get up on the internet and read about Gnosticism. And of course, this takes you back into the Kabbalah, takes you back to the ancient mystery religions, and it is all being brought forward and coming to its culmination at this time in history. Well, Lindsay, certainly, is there any specific advice you would give to our listeners as far as what they should be doing to protect themselves and their families?
I think the best advice comes from a farmer. I believe that you had her on your program here recently, Southeast Colorado, Northern Texas. Thousands of acres they farm. And I talked to her on the phone last week, and I said, how's the grain crop this year? How's the corn, wheat, so on? She said, Brother Lindsay, there positively is no grain in the silos here in Southern Colorado. I said, what do you mean there's no grain? I said, this is the end of the crop. You should be filling them up. She said, no. Quite to the contrary. She said, the people in the cities don't know this. The farmers are so affected by all of this. They don't know what they're going to do for next year's planting, how they can possibly make it. She said, there positively is no grain in the silos. We're taking it directly from the field, and it is being sold to the wholesalers. And she said, once what comes out of the field this fall is used, she said, there will be nothing in the silos. She said, they are empty. Please tell the people in the cities that we are facing something. Well, folks, this is going down to the farmers. It's the food supply. It's affecting the financial part of America. Every bit of this is one play on the part of the elite. Know the issues. Folks, I beg of you, please listen to Dr. Stan Monteith every single day. Don't miss one of his programs, because it's happening so rapidly that every 24 hours you must keep up with it, and that's where Dr. Stan comes in. I may come on the program once every few months. Dr. Stan's here every day. Don't miss a single one of his programs every day. Know the issues, stay up on what's taking place, and you can prepare your family accordingly and avoid a lot of problems.
Well, I think, of course, we only have to read the Revelation 6:8, where they talk about, you know, I look and behold a pale horse, and the rider upon him was death, and Hades followed close behind, and power was given unto them to kill a quarter of the population of the world with the sword, and with famine, and with pestilence, and with the beasts of the earth. Well, I mean, pestilence would be the new diseases, I believe, that they're creating. The famine, I believe that they're artificially creating the famine. I believe they're able to modify the weather. And people need to begin making preparations for the real famine that I believe is coming and will be coming very, very soon. It's vitally important that people understand what's going on and make their preparations accordingly. So, certainly, Lindsay, certainly I know that you've been on with some of the other talk show hosts that really are having a tremendous outreach. Are you getting a good response when you go with the other radio programs as well?
Marvelous response. I don't think I've ever had such a response in 35 years since I wrote my book, Energy Non-Crisis. Dr. Stan, be encouraged. People are waking up. And when I lived with the elite, I remember that there was one thing that bothers them. Only one thing they're scared to death of. And that is the masses waking up, learning the issues, and doing something about it. Money never bothered them. They had enough of it. They could write a check for $1 million a day the rest of their life and never spend their fortunes. That's not necessarily the issue. The issue is they are scared to death of programs like yours, Dr. Stan. The American people waking up and taking action bothers them more than any other one thing. And folks, when you wake up and do something about it and take action, it's something they know. There are millions more of you than there are of them, and there is something can be done about it.
And I think it's so vitally important that people understand that there is a plan. These people, of course, tie into what I refer to as the Brotherhood of Darkness, and they knowingly or unknowingly are energized by spiritual forces. How do we know that? Well, because if you read the writings that come out of the Lucis Trust, it used to be the Lucifer Publishing House, and I'm speaking specifically of the pamphlet that we circulate, that they put out, called The Working of the Spiritual Hierarchy, they will tell you they have their people planted in government, planted in finance throughout the world. If you'd like to get a copy of that pamphlet, why, of course, you can get any of the other items. Just ask for a free copy of The Working of the Spiritual Hierarchy, and we'll send it along with the other items. Our number is 1-800-544-8927. Lindsay, one more time. We'll get your number up one more time in just a moment. Lindsay, let's get your time.
I know what it's like to lay awake at night and worry about mounting credit card debt. That nagging feeling in the pit of your stomach that just won't go away, and the phone calls from collectors, forget about it. Then I called Help You Out of Debt. Their professional staff of debt mediators were able to help me get my upside-down finances back on track and help stop the phone call. My Help You Out of Debt settlement specialist understood exactly what I was going through. My specialist was able to get creditors off my back, negotiate huge reductions on most of my balances, and help me fight back against the credit card companies. Help You Out of Debt specialists are experts in debt mediation and settlement. They are on your side. They've helped thousands of people just like me and can help you too. Call now and get a free debt review. If you're $10,000 or more in credit card or unsecured debt and ready to start fighting back, call 866-374-3101 and get your free debt review. That's 866-374-3101 or on the web at helpyououtofdebt.com. 866-374-3101.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verky water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verky water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
This massive new oil find over in Jakarta, pardon me, over in Indonesia, and not a word of it in the American media. But why should we be surprised? We have freedom of the press in the United States. And that means if you own the press, you have the freedom to censor anything you want to, and you will not find mention of this massive oil find here in the American media. But, of course, you'll find it in the Jakarta Post. And if you need the references on that, we can get them for you, or better still, hopefully we'll want to get the syllabus called The Oil Deception. And, of course, it has all the reprints in there and the things that we talk about. And if you want to get my CD of my talk, why it is available, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. Now we have a four-tape set on the oil deception at present time. My interviews on this subject. We have the DVD called The Energy Non-Crisis, and we do offer this through our ministry. The oil under the Energy Non-Crisis, we hope you'll want to get it, and it goes into the fact that there is plenty of oil out there. And if you order any of these items, you can just simply ask for my most recent newsletters on oil, and they'll be made available to you. We've written actually four newsletters on oil, and there'll be a fifth one, and then we're going to put them together into a little pamphlet so that you can find out what's really going on. You're being lied to by the media. You're being lied to by the pundits. You're being lied to by the politicians and by the oil companies. The world is awash with oil. There was no justification for running the price of oil up other than it began to cripple our economy. And certainly by July of this year, while the trucking industry was going down, the aviation industry was going down, the automotive industry was going down, and the massive increase in the price of oil was a trigger that, of course, set off this whole cascade of economic events that we're seeing unfolding today. But they're working on a timetable. Now, of course, why then did they let the price of oil fall? Well, very simply, I believe that they wanted to bring this down because they knew that this was going to play a part in helping to precipitate this crisis. But more than that, there is so much oil here in the United States. There's probably approximately 1.8 trillion barrels there in Colorado in the shale, about 400 billion barrels in the Bakken Reserve up in shale reserve in Colorado, North Dakota, and southern part of Canada. The Canadian oil sands are about 1.2 trillion. I should say the 1.2 trillion barrels of oil in the oil sands, between 1.5, 1.8 trillion barrels of oil in the oil shale in Colorado. But you have to have a higher price to get it out. And of course, there's about 400 billion barrels of oil in the Bakken Reserve in Montana, North Dakota, and southern Canada. And this is all covered in our newsletters, and the documentation, of course, is all in our syllabus, the articles about it, of the oil deception. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. And our webpage is radioliberty.com, radioliberty.com. If you'd like information on long-term storage foods, and we should mention we just got several large orders in today, and more people are beginning to lay in food supplies. They know what lies ahead. If you want either the catalog or certainly wanting to put the order in, give us a call. You need, of course, to have the water purifier. You need to have the Berkey water filter so that you can at least have a supply of potable water. Certainly you need a supply of health products, things that will boost your immune system. You need to know what it will be. And you really need to have D3, vitamin C. You need, of course, to have, you know, some allobiotic, which is a combination of various herbs that will boost your immune system. If you want more information, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. And then please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection.